Entrepreneurialism is most often associated with small, innovative startups, not major international corporations. Elizabeth Gore is a living counterpoint to that image in her role as the entrepreneur-in-residence for Dell Computers.
The whole notion of an entrepreneur-residence is bringing the outside in. What type of innovation can you bring to a company of that size? So for us, innovation really is about supporting entrepreneurs. They're building most of the jobs, 90% in developing world, 70% here. They are building technologies that are curing cancer, ending climate change, educating our children. So if you want to see the top innovations of the world, you look to entrepreneurs. At Dell, we want to learn from them, partner with them, and bring them inside.
Gore, a Healdsburg area resident, was the keynote speaker at the 11th Annual Sustainable Enterprise Conference, where she told the crowd that many successful companies, regardless of size, thrive by nurturing innovation from within.
Cultivating entrepreneurialism within your own employees, no matter how large your company is critical. My favorite building at Dell is a building where all the patents that employees produce are up on the wall with a plaque and their name on it, and there's thousands of them. We do that because we're so proud of the innovation that's in the entrepreneurism that's also happening within our 100,000 employees, and you have to cultivate that.
Gore described herself as a passionate believer and advocate for the triple bottom line of people, planet, and profit. She noted that companies such as hers can use their size to direct broad positive change.
I'm really proud that Dell, by 2020, is going to have fully sustainable packaging. It's the largest e-waste recycler in the world. Also, we work with really large companies, and it's great for us to look at those and hold them accountable as well. So a lot of these big companies can move towards trends that us as consumers can support.
These social benefit initiatives were not necessarily part of the business model when Michael Dell launched his computer company back in 1984. And implementing them as a business grows is more difficult than incorporating them from the outset, Gore noted.
A lot of folks say, oh, I need to get profitable, then I'll think about whether it's my sustainability or my philanthropy or so on. Start that the day you open, because it will be much more effective and people will see that in the values of your companies.
Yet venture capitalists and other investors are still slow to embrace these ideals when they are approached by new entrepreneurs.
Purpose-driven companies, which a lot of women are starting right now, sometimes it's harder for them to get funding earlier on. The venture community hasn't quite caught up with understanding that I can be profitable, but I also might have a positive outcome for society. However, if you look at consumer trends right now, particularly with millennials, moms, which usually have the purchasing power of homes, they are choosing products that either have a give back strategy or that they're more sustainable than the product sitting right next to them.
These market forces have gotten recent reinforcement from Gore's previous employer, the United Nations, in a new list of priorities for international development.
They just passed the UN Sustainable Development Goals, 17 goals that we as society are going to be measured against for the next 15 years. Climate change, education, vaccination, jobs. And so it's really important that we all hold ourselves accountable.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.